We are learning with Seglas Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and I'm beginning for the new Mishnah, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. U'moitzi l'melchomos harashus al pi bezdim shal shivim ve'echad. When a melech wants to go out to melchemos harashus, which means he wants to broaden his horizons, he wants to make his country bigger, he wants more land, that's called melchemos harashus. You need a bezdim shivim ve'echad. A melchemos mitzvah means when Yeshua captures Yisrael or Amalek, or maybe to save yourself from enemies. But here is melchemos harashus. You need a bezdin of 71. Well, pirates, a good kasha. The Mishnah already had a Mishnah base, but it's the exact same Mishnah. More that's kasha, very good. Well, pirates, so it sounds like the exact same thing. There's very few times you have the same exact words of a Mishnah, two prokem in a row, a good kasha. Well, pirates, last lay derech, the melech has a right to be pirates, last lay derech, which means if he has a certain property somewhere and he needs a way to get there, he could just go through anyone's property and just be moich biyada. No one stops him. Derech HaMelech ain leshir. Not only could he break through anyone's land to go to his place, which is more direct. He wants to go more direct. He doesn't have to make it narrow either. He can make it as wide as he wants. Ain leshir. V'chala am boizim. When they go to war, everyone grabs all the loot. V'noistim loy v'noito chelik v'roish. He gets a certain chelik in it. We'll see at the end of the Amid maybe, if we get there today, if not tomorrow, that he gets a certain chelik of it, and he takes his chelik first. He gets first pick. Zot the Gemara. Break the Gemara Kasha, the first part of Mishnah, Tanin Echad HaZimno, it's the first of Mishnah, Daf Beis Amin Aleph, Eim Etzin L'mechamos, Har Ashush Alpi Bezdin Shishim Echad, you only go Mechamos Ashush, Alpi the Bezdin 71, Zot the Gemara, I did a ton of Kol Mili the Melech. Now that we're starting to talk in Arichas in detail, all the dinim of a melech, Taranami Metziyim L'mechem HaShos. It says also that you Metziyim L'mechem HaShos. You go on L'mechem HaShos with 71. Now, for the next Gemara, we need a quick Agdama. The Pasuk in the Torah, in Parash HaShoftim says, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, Ashiyivcha Hashem Lekecha, Boi Mekerav Echecha, Tosim Alecha Melech, Lesucha Las Alecha Ish Nochri Ashaloy Echichahu. That's what the Pasuk says. It's a big machlokes, Tanoim will come out here. Is there a mitzvah to appoint a melech? We know that the Klal Yisrael did not have a melech, not have a king, until around 400 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the end of the days of Shmuel HaNavi. Klal Yisrael asked Shmuel HaNavi, can we have a melech? And Shmuel HaNavi was very upset about it. He said, you know, you have Hashem as the king. You needed a melech? Because they wanted a melech. Why? They wanted to be like all the nations around them. They wanted to be a melech. They wanted to have a king. So all the nations around them have a king. We want a king. So Shmuel turned to Hashem, and Shmuel said, told Hashem, Klal Yisrael wants a king. So Hashem says, it's nothing new. They always do have Averis, they do have Avodah Zarah anyway. Now they want a king. Let them have a king. No problem. Let them have a king. But you're going to tell them what a king entails. And Shmuel went back to them, and B'Shem Hashem, B'Shem, as it says in Avias, that you want a king, no problem, you have a king. But you know what a king does? A king takes your sons and daughters and sends them to the army. And if he needs people to plow his fields, he takes them. It's basically a dictatorship. He whatever he wants, he gets. He needs cooks, he takes your daughters. No, he doesn't pay them, he just takes them. He takes his sons for this, for that. That's the pasuk goes by Arichas. All different details that have to be done. And that's what he told them, trying to scare them off of not wanting a king. And they said, yeah, we want a king. We still want a king. We want it. We want it anyway. And therefore, they got the first king, which was Shaul HaMelech. Now, even though it says in the Torah, Shem Tosim Alech HaMelech, so what does that mean? So it's a machlokes. If that means if they want a melech, these are a dinim of a king, or it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah deraisa to have a king. It's a machlokes tanoim, as we see in the Gemara. Omrav Yudam HaShmuel, Kolo Omor Parashas Melech, Melech Mutabai. Which means when Shmuel said over that parasha that says that you have to listen to the king, whatever he says, he wants to take your children to do this or that, then you have to listen to them. So everything there that's said is true, which means mutabai. It's not just to scare them. The other side of it, just to scare them, but it's not really true. He can't really do that. But this is what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel is saying is, yeah, it's true. He could do that. I'll read you some of the pasuk. It says, this is pasuk Yud Aleph in Perichas, Shmuel Aleph. He didn't take his sons, put them in the army. They'll run in front of his chariot. That's possible. It'll take you to make the basamim, to cook, to bake. It says, "Vesodeseichem, veskamecheichem. I'm gonna take your fields, your vineyards, veseichem, your olive groves. Hatoyvim yikach menos lavodim. He's gonna take and give it to the avodim." That's what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "So you're allowed to do this?" Shmuel says, "Yes, you're allowed to do this." Mutabar. Rav Amar lo never parshu la'ayim v'leim. The whole parsha said only to make them fear the king. Shenemar soim tosim alecha melech shteim mosoi alecha. You should fear the melech. That's all. It wasn't there as mamish mutter to do it, but you should fear the melech. And lefi Rav, you could teach that he holds that you weren't trying to scare them by saying it's not worth taking melech. He was just saying, by the way, you can have a melech, but you have to fear the melech. And the Gemara says ketanoi. This machlokes Rav and Shmuel is really machlokes tanoim. Rav Yosi Yomer kolo omer parashas melech melech mutter boy. Whatever it says in this parasha by Shmuel, the melech's taka mutter. Rav Yehuda Yomer loyneren parashu like la'ayim aleihem. The only thing it was said just that you should fear the melech. Shenema soim tosim alecha melech shtehet amasi alecha. That you should be scared. Mechain hoy Rav Yehuda Yomer. Rav Yehuda also said, and we'll see what the Shaykh is, we'll explain from the Margalos Yom what the mechain is. Mechain hoy Rav Yehuda Yomer. Gimel mitzvahs and stav Yisrael b'kisos m'laretz. There were three mitzvahs Klaisor got only after they got into Eretz Yisrael. Number one, the mitzvah was lahamid lahem melech, to appoint the king. So Rav Yehuda holds it's a mitzvah to appoint the king. Ulahachris zara shel Amalek. Number two is to destroy the descendants of Amalek. V'livus lahem beis b'chirin, to make a beis hamikdash. That's the sheet of Rav Yehuda. What's v'chein? So the Margalos Yom says the pshat is like this: there, if you say that call Amar Parashas Melech Melech Mutabai, so there it sounds like Shmuel was trying to discourage them. But if you hold that it's a mitzvah, why were you discouraging them? So then that's pshat Rav Yehuda says just la'ayim love. He wasn't discouraging them. He's saying the mitzvah, very good. You want the mitzvah, just you have to know, you have to fear the Melech. That's the v'chein. That's a shaykhus. The two shittas have a little bit shaykhus to each other. So that's the shita of Rav Yehuda. It's a mitzvah to appoint the Melech. Rabbi Naroyo Emer. The pasuk in the Torah, it says soim tosim alecha melech, not a mitzvah. Just it knows that what's going to happen eventually. If you look at the pasuk in the Torah, it says kisavay la'aretz asher Hashem lekecha noisin lach v'yirish tov yishavta ba. You're going to settle in the land. This is the pasuk in the Torah in Parashat Shoftim. Va'amarta, you're going to say asima alai melech chichol hagoyim asher siviroisai. So according to Rav Naroi, the pasuk is predicting what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen? The people are going to say, we want to have a king like everyone around us. If you do that, this is the halachos of a king. It's not a mitzvah. Rav Naroi argues with it's not a mitzvah to appoint the melech. If you appoint the melech, these are the dinim. So I'll do more of it. Tanya learned in the Braisa. Rav Leza Eimer, Skenim Shavadar in the door of Shmuel, Shalu Kohigan. Shavadar Kohigan Shalu, they asked properly for the melech. Shnemar, Tanu Lanu Melech, give us a melech, to know lonu melech, to shoftenu, to judge us. And avalami arishvam kilkulu shenema. They said vayinu gama nach tuki chol agoyim ushvatunu malkenu v'yosef neil milchom es malchom esenu. They want a king to go out to war to be like all of the nations, and they asked incorrectly. Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Eimer, we looked at the brayse. Rabbi Yosi is like Rabbi Yehuda, or even some are even goyris. Rabbi Yehuda, no, is the Gemara, and other Gemaras that have a gillion, the Gir says Tanya Idach Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. But either way, it's the same thing that Rabbi Yehuda said. Maybe it's Rabbi Yosi, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Eimer, Sholish Mitzvah Stav Yisrael Chizun Laris. Lahamid La Melech. Number one, to appoint the Melech. Lahakriz Arash Hamalek, to destroy the descendants of Hamalek. Livres Lam Beis Bechira, and to build a Beis Hamikdash. Ve'ene Deiz Meim Tchila. Which of these three mitzvahs should you do first? Kusho Eimer, when the pasuk says in the Torah, Ki Yod Al Kais. God, this is a pasuk at the end of Parashat B'Shalach. It says, "Hayema ki yod al kais ka mecham al Hashem ba'amalek medar dar." And the parashat of pasuk is like this: we dash the brother like this. Havayim elaham le melech tchila ve'in kisei le melech kisei is melech shnema ve'yeshev shloim al kisei Hashem. You see, kisei Hashem kais ka is referring to the melech. Ve'yeshev shloim al kisei Hashem le melech. So the Shalom was like this: when you kashatia yad al kisei Hashem, which means ki yad al kisei Hashem, when you have the yad al kisei Hashem, which means the melech will be sitting on kisei Hashem, then you'll fight with Amalek. So you know, the first thing is you have to have a king. That's first. What comes second? Beis Avichira or Amalek? Any idea? Vaday any idea? Im livnois lehem beis Avichira tchila olahar kuzar shal Amalek tchila. Which one goes first? Kusho'im when the pasuk says when it comes to Amalek. It says, "V'niach lochem mikol oyvechem, mesavav v'shaftem betach, And that's what it says, the pasuk. So the, and then you go fight with Amalek. It says in the pasuk, when do you build the Hamikdash? When in Niach lechem kol aveichem shav shav v'entach, then it says v'hoyam makom v'shivchah shem akechem v'shak mashmai sham. So it says after v'niach lechem kol aveichem, then you build the base of Mikdash. Who is that? That's Amalek. So you see, you first have to destroy Amalek, and then you build the base of Mikdash. Avayim elahak is arash Amalek tchila, and then the base of Achira. V'chem v'dov v'omer. V'hik yeshiv v'melak v'dov v'beisai. V'hashem v'niach lechem v'shaviv, and it was calm all around him. V'chsiv it says v'yem v'melak v'nos anavi. Re'ei no anoich yeshiv v'yisav razim. I'm sitting in this beautiful big building, and the base of Mikdash is nowhere to be found. And therefore, he decided to build the base of Mikdash was after already v'niach Hashem mekol aveichem v'shaviv. Omer Shlokesh, b'tchila Malach Shloima al Yoinim. By beginning, Shloima Melech was king over the Shadim as well. All the Yoinim. Shneim Avayeshev Shloima Kisei Hashem. It says he was sat Akisei Hashem, which refers to he was also Malach, not only on Tachtoinim, al Yoinim also. Ubesoif, and then later on, after he married Noshim Nachrios, he married the daughter of Paroi. So then it was started going down to see if we'll do tshuva. So if Malach al Tavtainim Shnemar ki huroida b'chol ever hanar metivsach b'ra'aza, and it's because had a tight, but either way it means he was Malach on the whole world. Rav Shmuel Chalam metivsach b'soif ha'olam v'aza b'soif ha'olam, and it was from there to there he ruled. Chalam metivsach v'aza b'had yadad yahav. They're both next to each other. Yasu k'shem shem Malach al tivsach v'aza kach Malach akoyim kula. Just like he was a king on tivsach v'aza, which is right in front of him. He was Malach HaKalim Kula. So that was step number two. Malach HaYisrael. Then he was only king on Yisrael. Shnamar, Ani Kehelas, he's a Malach HaYisrael. Lubasoif, Malach HaYisrael, only Rishlaim. Shnamar, Divik Kehelas, Bedava, Malach Rishlaim. Lubasoif, Malach HaMitasha, on his own bed. Shnamar, Hine Mitasha, Shoslaim. Lubasoif, Malach HaMakla, on his own stick. When Ashmedai threw him away, and he landed up himself, and he was not a king at all, only on his own stick. Shnamar, Zeh Yichelkim Kala Amali. And what is that? What is it referring to? Rav Shmuel Chalam Maklai means his stick. That's what it means, a stick. Rashi says Shlichoy Ashmedai Mekisoy. Three ways. One shot is that Yichelki means a stick. The Chalam Agundoy, which means his talus. Now the question is, Hador Eloy Hador? Did Shlomo HaMelech get back his kingdom or not? So Rav Shmuel Chalam Hador. One says he got back his kingdom. Chalam Eloy Hador didn't get back. Ma'adam Eloy Hador Melech headed. Then we always say all of the shas. He was a Melech, then a headed, and never went back to being a Melech. Mandamahodar, Melech, Hedid, Melech, he was a Melech, and then a Hedid, then back a Melech. Zokta Gemara Vaita. It's in the Mishnah, Paritz lasts his lay derech. That the king goes and makes a derech any way he wants, right through, and then it says afterwards, that when it goes to war, everyone loots and brings it to him. How do they split the booty, the loot? Tanar Abaram. Oitzrois, Melochim, Lemelech. Any royal things they capture at war, it goes to the melech. You know, the crown, a scepter, a royal coat. There's no a regular citizen doesn't need that. That goes to the melech, no question about it. V'shar bizah shabayzin, the rest of the loot, mechtzel lemelech, mechtzel am. Half goes to the melech, half to them. Omle abayla ravdim, v'yivam ilo l'ra'akha, bishlom o'ichos melechim lemelech. I understand, Urch of the Mils, it makes sense that the royal stuff go to the king. El shar bizah shabayzin, mechtzel lemelech, mechtzel am. How do you know the king gets half? And now the king gets half, that the more I'm not going to give a card to, but the king gets first choice. But he gets half. How do you know he gets half? When all. So the chsiv, the pasuk says, when they appoint to Shlomo HaMelech for king, it says, Vayoichlu v'yishtu l'fnei Hashem v'yim hu b'simcha g'dayla, v'yamlichu shenis l'shlomo ben David, v'yimshuchu l'Hashem l'nogid l'tzadik ha'koyim. And the reason why it says shenis is because in the times of when David HaMelech was alive, Adoniyah tried to grab the melucha, and at that point, they made Shlomo HaMelech the king. But after David HaMelech died, they made him shenis again, and said, "V'yimshchu l'Hashem l'nogid l'tzadik." Magish nogid, which means like a king l'tzadik. Mat tzadik, which is the kohen gadol. Mechtzeloy mechtzelachiv. The kohen gadol gets half of lechem upon him; the other half goes to the achiv. Af nogid mechtzeloy mechtzelachiv. Same thing by a king; he gets half the loot, and the rest of people get half the loot. The tzadik gufa menal, and how you know kohen gadol gets half the lechem upon him? The tayon in a brisa, Rabbi Yemer v'hoisa la'aron ulevonov. It says in the pasuk, "Voice la Aaron levanov." It's equal. Aaron levanov, mechzel Aaron, mechzel levanov. That teaches us to get half, and we're learning out from the hekesh nogid to tzaddik. The same thing by a king. A king gets also half the loot, just like the kohen gadol gets half the lechem upon him.